Joining us this morning in the studio is Sarah Mikesell. She is with a local organization called Moms Demand Action, and they've got an interesting meeting coming up later today that I wanted to get a little bit more information about. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us and welcome to the studios.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Mm-hmm. We have not heard, the anniversary of the Parkland shooting and a couple of these other shootings, there's been a little bit of conversation nationally about gun violence, but we've been distracted with so many other things on the national stage that in a sense this issue has sort of, for some people at any rate, for many people at any rate, it's kind of been allowed to die down a little bit. Do you think that that's helpful? Is the is making it political a problem? As you try to move forward?
Sure. Well, the good thing to about Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is we are a nonpartisan gun violence prevention organization. We are a group of grassroots volunteers who are pushing for solutions to the public health crisis that is gun violence. We respect the Second Amendment, but we also feel that with those rights come responsibilities. And so we're campaigning to create new and strengthen and stronger solutions to lax gun laws and loopholes that jeopardize our families and our communities. And so that's the way we're coming at this this problem.
I think I had heard at some point that something like, 80 or 90% of people favor more comprehensive and stricter background checks. So when you do take the politics and the folks on soapboxes out of the equation, it seems that Americans are perhaps a little bit more on the same page than we might have been led to believe. Do you find that to be true?
That is so true. Again, it's not about politics. It's about public safety, this issue. And yes, there have been polls that show nearly 90% of Minnesotans support stronger gun laws and support background checks on all gun sales. We are looking at solutions that we've already seen that are proven to save lives in other states that have already enacted them. And so that's the route that we're taking. In a nonpartisan way, talking to any legislator from any side of the aisle who wants to do something about this problem. And with the effect of saving lives is our main goal. It is a national organization. It was started the day after Sandy Hook shooting. There was a regular mom who was frustrated by the inaction that she saw by lawmakers to address this problem, started a Facebook page on a whim. And since that time, the organization has grown to be a nationwide organization. We work alongside Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the Everytown Survivor Network, and Students Demand Action under the umbrella of Everytown for Gun Safety. And so Moms Demand Action is not only for mothers, I should say. We call it mothers and others. So any caring individual who cares about this issue is invited to help us and support us to enact stronger gun legislation. So that means fathers, grandparents, brothers, sisters, neighbors, friends, anyone who cares on this issue, we welcome to be part of this movement.
It seems that once you do start to move the grassroots part up the chain a little bit, where you do get to elected officials, it's very difficult for elected officials, even if they want to remain neutral. It seems that they are under a certain amount of pressure to take one stance or another, and then of course people come out of the woodwork that are violently for or against, and so the issue does all of a sudden start to become about different things. How do you find a way to move forward and to make substantive change if, in a sense, in order to stay on track with what you're trying to do, in order to stay on message, you have to kind of keep your head down?
Yeah, I'm not sure keeping our head down is something that we as Moms Demand Action feel is necessary. you know, watching children get shot in schools is definitely grabs the headlines and gets everyone motivated to want it to make a difference. But in reality, this happens over 96 times a day in our country. Someone dies by gunshot wounds, and that doesn't even count all the people who are injured by firearms. And so for every one of those deaths, it's not only their loved ones and their families that are affected, but their community as well. So I think as members and supporters of Moms Demand Action, we're done, you know, keeping our head down, and we're wanting to use our voices, use our time and talents to make change. And so for us, that means looking at the evidence. That means looking at what has worked in the past and what is working in other states, and talking to our legislators calmly and rationally about what the numbers are showing and what the improvements that we can make, where our loopholes are in our state, as well as in the federal level for that matter, but what we can be doing together to save lives. And so that's how we approach this problem.
What are some of the loopholes in Minnesota law that you're concerned with?
Yeah, so right now in Minnesota law, in order to purchase a firearm, you only have to have a criminal background check done if you are purchasing from a federally licensed dealer. So that means that there's a segment of gun purchases or firearm purchases that are done without a criminal background check, namely those at gun shows and those between private sellers. So when the background check law was put into place, however many years ago it was, that was before the advent of the internet, where, you know, you can jump on Craigslist and get like snow tires or, you know, a tea kettle, you know, in 5 minutes if you wanted to find one. You know, that's an area where people can be listing their guns for sale, as they have that right to do. But in states where there are no background checks between private sellers, that is an area where people who are prohibited from purchasing or possessing a firearm are able to easily get one of those firearms very, very quickly. A study that was put out, or that looked at gun sale ads on a well-known website for gun sales showed that there were over 1.2 million ads for online ads for gun sales in this country last year. Here in Minnesota, there were 28,818 ads online on this one website selling guns. And so if you think of that as an opportunity, each one of those ads is an opportunity for someone who we all agree should not be possessing a gun, as a way that they could circumvent the system to get that gun. I think we can all agree that that's a problem, and that's a loophole that we should definitely be working to close.
One of the things that I think is really interesting is that you're having a meeting with Sheriff Ross Lipman coming up today. And if there's going to be a group there of people, he's going to kind of be outnumbered. Does that make you uncomfortable a little bit? I mean, it's just the dynamic.
Sure. I don't, you know, as moms, I think anyone who is a parent recognizes, the power that we can have in certain situations. But that is not at all what we're going
right
for. I'm really looking forward to meeting with the sheriff today. We are going to, you know, we have twofold goals for this meeting. First is just to introduce him to the organization. You know, Moms Demand Action here in Minnesota, at the beginning of 2018, there were only five local groups. Currently, today, we now have 20. So just in the last year and a few months, we've expanded across the state. You know, some would realize that in the, you know, after the beginning of 2018, what happened, you know, that shook the national consciousness was the shooting in Parkland, which I think activated a lot of people to realize that they can't sit by anymore. They need to do something. And so that has definitely grown the numbers of people who are now able to stand up and align with what we feel is the right thing to do on this issue. So introducing ourselves to him and introducing the organization to him and showing him the different resources we can provide him and the support that we can provide him if, you know, these are views that he shares. The other thing we want to talk with him about today are the current gun safety laws that are proposed at the state level currently here in Minnesota, and that's HF 8 and HF 9. HF 8 is the expanding background checks to all gun sales with certain exclusions. That means closing that gun show loophole, closing that loophole between private sellers. And then HF 9 is commonly called the red flag law or extreme risk protection order, instituting that law into into our states. So another tool that law enforcement and county attorneys can use to help keep people safe.
Now, remind me about the details of that. That has to do with a person that is perhaps undergoing a mental health crisis, mm-hmm. or they may be undergoing some real stressors, and the idea is that you temporarily limit their access to firearms.
Correct. Yep. So law enforcement and some family members are usually the first people to see those red flags, you know, in someone's behavior, you know, whether they're saying something or threatening their life, you know, talking about wanting to kill themselves. You know, law enforcement, if they have this information and they are concerned enough, they can go to a court and present their concerns to a judge. That judge can then make the decision to put out an extreme risk protection order and have those firearms temporarily removed and prohibit that person from purchasing or possessing firearms during a very finite amount of time while that crisis is resolved and treated.
There's another gun restriction that has been debated and has actually been voted down in a couple of instances that I've followed with a little bit of interest, and that has to do with limiting gun possession for people that have been convicted as spousal abusers, domestic violence abusers. Mm-hmm. What is Minnesota? Does Minnesota have anything on the books now regarding if you are a convicted abuser, perhaps you're not allowed to own a firearm?
Yep, I believe that is the case. I would have to look closer into that to get that exact answer for you. But yes, domestic abusers are on that list of people that are usually prohibited from having firearms.
Is the meeting going to be open to the public, or is the idea that you folks are going to meet with the sheriff and have the opportunity to just sit down away from an audience necessarily,
yeah,
and just have a dialogue?
It's right now it's open to Moms Demand Action members and supporters. So if you're interested in attending, you can go to the Moms Demand Action website and plug in your zip code on the event finder, and it'll give you the details of when and where we're meeting there. And yeah, if anyone would like to join us, you know, and sit there and just show that there are people in our community who feel that while we are all hunters, while we respect the Second Amendment and having guns for sport and personal protection are very important to us, we also realize that something needs to be done about the crisis that's happening in our state and our country right now. And the laws that we have here proposed in Minnesota are a great first step to make a true difference on that issue.
Sarah, thank you so very much for coming in and talking with us about it. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and listen to that conversation. But the idea of coming in and having a conversation mm-hmm. With officials without a lot of rhetoric inflaming and without a lot of posturing on any particular position ought to make for some really substantive conversation, I
hope. Yeah, thank you. I should also mention that we also have a membership meeting tonight at the Denfeld Whole Food Co-op in the community education room. That's at 6 p.m. and it lasts about an hour and a half. We'll be talking a lot about the current bills that Minnesota legislature is considering and how we can support our legislators in that effort to help pass these laws that will definitely save lives.
Okay. We'll get a link set up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find all the information. Once again, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sarah Mikesell, our guest this morning. She is the local group lead of Moms Demand Action and our guest this morning here on Northland Morning.